Well, we're in Lent now, and normally I don't like to give sermons. Sermon is where you kind of go out your own track and don't really address the readings too much, but I'm gonna do a sort of tangential approach. So we'll touch the readings, but we just won't focus on them. So 2 weeks ago, I shared the insights that come from Jean-Pierre de Cassade. We can learn to see that all the challenges that we experience in this life are actually the instruments by which God is wanting to make us holy. So remember, there's the active realm of purification, the things that we choose to do for ourselves, the patterns in our life, the dependences that we do, and so forth. Then there's the passive things that purify us, and those are the things that God chooses for us. How can we learn how to accept these purifications as they come to us? I'd like to propose a method that can help us begin to see the hand of God at work in the experiences that we have on a daily basis. Now, this method is taught in different places, different spiritual guides and so forth, but the first place that I came into contact with it was the Institute for Priestly Formation, which I was able to do my first summer as a seminarian. So I went down to Omaha, did this program and so forth, and they kind of teach you some basic skills to live as a priest. But I think all of these things, these tools, can benefit each one of us. It'd be great if everybody could do that, but we don't all have a summer just to go and learn about spiritual things. So I'm going to do my best to show you. It's a very practical way to talk about and think about how do we surrender to the will of God in our lives. The premise in Cassade's book is Abandonment to Divine Providence, which is the title. And it's not simply a method. I would say it's a way of living. It's a way of living. There are four practical steps to this method, which seeks to help us supernaturalize our trials, to surrender and see how God is seeing the things that challenge us. Now, quickly, the steps are acknowledge, relate, receive, and respond. If you think of a pirate, what do they say? Arr. And you can remember them, right? A-R-R-R. I want to just focus on the first two steps today. Suffice it to say, this presumes that you are taking time to pray in your life. It's essential that we take time in our lives to pray if we want to be able to do this. So when you have a trial, when you have a difficulty, something isn't going well, maybe there's a challenge that you're facing in your life, we need to first go before the Lord and acknowledge this. There's something that's bothering me, Lord. Admit to God that I'm struggling with it. Now, there are reasons why we might not do this. Sometimes we get caught up and we want to just ignore that thing. It's just there and I don't want to address that. I don't feel like it. It's easier just to distract myself. Sometimes I'm afraid. This thing is too big. I don't know what to do with it. I don't have an answer to it. And if I look it directly in the eyes, it's just going to be overwhelming. It's easier to go look and do something else. Sometimes we're feeling frustrated. We just don't want to deal with it. And so, again, we distract ourselves. Something is bothering me. I don't want to pray about it. I don't want to deal with it. I just want to seek distraction. See a pattern here? We often seek distractions rather than dealing with this thing. St. Ignatius, who's kind of the one who kind of puts these exercises together, he says, in spiritual desolation, we turn to low and earthly things. Spiritual desolation just means that I'm feeling distant from God, that I'm feeling like I'm not close to God. Notice the gross assumption here is that we are recognizing our feelings. If we aren't able to take stock of how I'm feeling, then we can't really make this maneuver. If our life is just one reaction or one instinct after another, if we never have this awareness, we can't make that judgment. I know, at least for men, sometimes we don't even know we have feelings. So it's kind of hard, right? Whoa, what's that? I don't know what that does. And for women, sometimes we get so caught up in those feelings, we can't make a judgment because we're just feeling, right? And all that's, of course, a generalization, but you know, we have these tendencies in our lives sometimes to we're missing one or the other part of it. Now we turn to distractions, these low and earthly things, because it's easy, right? We just kind of kick the problem down the road. Maybe it's, I just kind of want to go away. I look for that false consolation, that thing that looks good in the moment, but isn't really. It's kind of the junk food principle, right? When you're hungry, you go home, and you just devour the first thing that looks good, right? And usually that's probably not the best thing for us. And that's kind of how this works sometimes. We need to be able to seek out what's healthy for me, what's good for me. What I need to do is to acknowledge my struggle. And when I do that, something powerful can happen. It puts me in a position to deal with it rather than just ignoring the problem. It seems simple, but we don't do it, right? Now I recognize the problem and I decide to enter into it, and now I can, you know, dialogue with the Lord about it. You know, this happens to me sometimes. I have a difficult phone call I got to make, or I have a tough conversation, and it's really easy in those moments to get busy with something else and just kind of put that aside and deal with it later, or not deal with it. And so maybe you have that experience in your life. If something's bothering me or causing me discomfort, I need to acknowledge it. Otherwise, I'll just be stuck in that place and not be able to see what God wants to do there. Now, once I acknowledge my struggle, then we can move into relating it. This needs to happen in prayer, of course. When something is bothering me, I need to bring it before the Lord and ask Him to help me to begin to see it as He sees it, not just in the way I see it. And I need to begin to tell God about it. And sometimes that means acknowledging to God what I'm really feeling about whatever it is. Opening the wound, in a sense. The infected wound, sometimes we need to let the pus out or whatever. The infection needs to get out. And we begin to tell God about this particular problem. Sometimes it's only then that we find out how much it's really bothering us. Until it comes out, though, God can't speak His word that He needs to speak into that place where we need to hear, in that place where we need to invite Him in. It's often deep in there. And until we pour that out, that pain, that suffering is going to continue. Now, here's some reasons why we might not pour it out. We might not relate it to the Lord. Sometimes I make a judgment against myself. If you're a real Christian, if you're a real Christian man, you wouldn't struggle with that. I shouldn't be bothered by this because whatever. And because I judge myself, I don't pour it out. I keep it in. I don't relate it. But the truth is, it doesn't matter if I should or should not be struggling with it. If I am, I am, right? So I need to acknowledge it. I need to relate it to the Lord. Otherwise, I don't allow God into that place, that bottom, getting into that nitty-gritty details of my struggle. If it's bothering me, I need to pour it out. I need to pour it out with faith, too. There's a difference. There's a difference between having a pity party. Oh, this is tough. I don't like this. Da-da-da-da. And relating something to God. When I'm relating something to God with faith, I'm asking the question, show me where you are in this, Lord. I know you are good. Show me how you are good in this. So I'm not just pouring it out, but I'm pouring it out in faith and trusting in God's goodness. Now, eventually, if I pour it out with faith, I will receive a new way of seeing it. I'll receive a new way of looking at it. Notice in the gospel today, Jesus encounters the devil, and the devil tries to pull him off course. He tries to distract him, tries to tempt him, tries to flatter him. But Jesus keeps the focus on the Father. When we do this, eventually the devil departs, and his methods fail. He flees. So it's recognition. All these little distractions, these struggles in our lives, often these things are trying to pull us off course and get us stuck somewhere. And what the Lord wants to do is help us just continue moving forward, continue encountering Him even in the midst of our struggles. This process of acknowledging and relating is how we can call on the Lord. As St. Paul said to us today, he encouraged us, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do I trust that? If we do this with what is happening in our life, that's the way that we can make this prayer practical. Sometimes we make this prayer so difficult, so challenging. Talk to the Lord about what's bothering you. That's what we're really meant to do in prayer most of the time. Acknowledging what's bothering me, relating it to the Lord, tell God about it and why it's bothering you, and then ask the Lord to help you see the situation as he sees it. Show me what is in this for me. How are you in this experience that I'm having? So next time we will be covering receiving and responding. But for today, let's focus on acknowledging our struggles and relating them to the Lord. Father, help us to be able to become aware of your providence in every situation and every experience that we have. Help us not to bury ourselves in distraction or false consolations, but instead to invite you into our struggles. Amen.